The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host tonight, Baron Show, filling in for John Stattmiller. And I've got two clips. They're short that I want to play. And this really, it emphasizes the indoctrination and the propaganda that not only the American society, but all of the Western nations, European nations, have to put up with as well. And I thought it was really interesting. And after I played these two clips, we're going to take phone calls. And if you can, call in on the 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. If not, call in on the 1-800-313-9443. I want to say again, you know, if you enjoy my broadcast on Saturdays, if you have favorite broadcast on RBN, there's a lot of great hosts. You know, Jeremy from Kentucky started a broadcast on nightly in plain sight. There's such a variety of information. Donate and support the network. Support the work of John Stattmiller. Support the staff. It is not free. It's costly. And there's a lot fewer networks than there used to be. And there's more trouble at networks than there ever has been. So donate to RBM. Okay, this first clip that I'm going to play, you know, the slogan for bumbling Biden is Build Back Better. I've said it several times. It sounds like something off a Barney cartoon or something, you know, that purple dinosaur. But what you're going to hear here in this clip, you're going to be hearing Obama, Hillary, Tony Blair, Cuomo, Pelosi, Bill Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Biden, Bill Gates, Kamala Harris, Prince Charles, the leader of New Zealand is, I can't remember, that supercut Trudeau, and Klaus Schwab. So let's play audio 7, please, Mike.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever.
We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
My plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, Britain After Coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build Back Better.
Building Back Better, our economy.
Build Back Better.
All elements of the Great Reset
are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a decent, great reset.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
You can just end that one there, Mike. How about that? Build back better. There you've got the whole push, don't you? Obama, Hillary, Tony Blair, Cuomo, Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bill Clinton, Pelosi, Bill Gates, Kamala Harris, Prince Charles, the New Zealand sellout trader, I guess Prime Minister Trudeau, and old Klaus Schwab himself. Are you ready for the Great Reset? I guess that is the question, because this is the direction that they're taking us. And since the Republicrats have chose to be nothing more than the professional erector team of the white flag, I guess we're going to get to see all this come to fruition. It's what it looks like to me. And I find it interesting how all of these people, they get their talking points, they get the script, you know, the media, the politicians, it doesn't matter. You know, you can't slide a piece of paper between ungrate and America when it comes to their foreign policy. And what else have they been talking about? They've been talking about the dark winter. The dark winter, you know, that's all Joe Biden could talk about was the dark winter. The dark winter was coming. And there is a really good documentary, and this is where I'm pulling this from, Operation Dark Winter. But I'm going to play this after this. I will continue with the news. If we don't have phone calls, if you want to call in, this one's about 2 minutes two, I believe. I'm actually playing this 12:35 to 14:13, so it's a minute and 45 seconds or whatever. But if you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252, or you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. Let's play audio three, please, Mike.
We're about to go into a dark winter. A dark winter.
I don't think we're
going to have a dark winter.
We're still facing a very dark winter.
We're entering a dark winter.
My heart goes out to each of you in this dark winter of the pandemic.
When he's talked about a dark winter, a dark winter.
My opponent is promising a long, dark winter.
We are facing a very dark winter.
We're still in the middle of what will be a very, very, very dark winter.
It could be a long, dark winter.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
What are the priorities for WHO in getting through this dark winter?
We are in for a long, dark winter before a vaccine becomes broadly available.
The courage and judgment to lead us through this long, dark winter.
As we enter the dark winter of the pandemic,
What we've all had to endure and what we're going to have to endure during this very dark winter to combat this virus and to save as many lives as we can.
I said in March it was going to be a long, dark winter. We're still in that long, dark winter.
The U.S. faces the darkest winter in modern history.
Britain is braced for a dark winter as new measures are deployed to stem a surge of coronavirus.
And more than 9 months into the pandemic, COVID-19 is spreading with a vengeance. It has now killed a reported 280,000 Americans, according to Johns Hopkins University. Record numbers of new cases and hospitalizations increase concern that a dark winter is ahead.
All I can tell you is the truth. We're in a very dark winter. Things may well get worse before they get better.
All right, well, there you have it. Getting ready for the old dark winter. You know, isn't it interesting? John Kerry's going to be the climate czar, right? He only has 6 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, and a private jet. But he's there to tell you to ride the bus or walk to stop pollution. I mean, it's just unbelievable the hypocrisy in which we're supposed to live. Okay, taking phone calls, 512-248-52. Let me start over. 512-248-8252. If you can. If not, call in on 1-800-313-9443. Going to be taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to James in Vancouver. Then we got Laura in Colorado coming up. James, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Farron. I enjoy listening to your show, the show that you have, and I'm enjoying listening to you now. What we got to figure out is who made those people just now say those things. I mean, I know they're supposed to be the leaders, but they're not really the leaders. They're just being dangled. Who tells them to say that kind of crap? See what I'm saying?
Oh, obviously, James, they are getting the script, and I've seen other clips. You probably have, too. Yeah. I've played them before, where they all – I mean, even Rush Limbaugh does this sometimes, where he plays these clips where it's obvious the media is a lapdog prostitute.
Right. Now, who's telling them to do this? Is it the Central Intelligence Agency, some other agency? Where are they getting – who's yanking their chain is what I'm getting at.
I think when you dig deep enough, when you jerk it up by the root, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, you find out that those who own the banks and those who own the media are those who are in control, and they are taking us, James, they are taking us at breakneck speed to ugly place.
Right, right. Yeah, they want us to go into oblivion is what they want. They want to kill us off is what I'm getting at.
They are wanting to create a slave class of Americans, and the propaganda proves that, the indoctrination proves that, the brainwashing, the straight up brainwashing that they're doing. I mean, you know, I think, and I hate to say this, but I think not everybody, and certainly not the RBN audience, but there's a lot of people when the news media keeps saying over and over there's no credible evidence of any voter fraud. And some people, they start to question it. Well, was that just some conspiracy theory? Like those people that told us 9/11 didn't make sense? And it has, unfortunately, you know, repeating something over and over and over and over and over is one of the easiest forms of brainwashing. It has an effect. It has an effect. And we are seeing the results of it because I'm telling you, James, I would not have believed it in the county in which I live. People was lining up at 4 o'clock in the morning so that they could get their jab of an experimental vaccine. This is an experimental vaccine. But you can't the fear that they have digested because the local news, I don't know how it is in Vancouver, and I'd love to hear what you have to say, but in this area, you know, you turn on your local news, like for me, it's out of Winston-Salem or Charlotte. It is just constant fear-mongering and propaganda about, you know, you're going to die from COVID-19 if you don't wear four masks, if you don't stay at home, if you don't wear a mask when you're sleeping, if you don't wear a mask when you're all by yourself. It just keeps getting more ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I think here it's roughly the same thing, and I think people are lining up for this stuff, although I haven't seen it, but I've been hearing things. I don't listen. If I listen to the AM radio, which is seldom, it's always the same fear mongering. It's always the same, you know, it's the same reporting of deaths. And I have friends that are looking, and there's no obituaries for these deaths that they keep talking about, you see. So my main point is that I want everyone to know that these politicians are being, they have handlers, you see. They're not their own people. They're slaves to the whole thing themselves, you see.
Well, you know, the political action, you know, James, the political action committees, the political action committees, someone from California can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars influencing the election in my district for my congressman, and that should totally be illegal. I mean, it's completely absurd that all the money that would be donated to candidates shouldn't come from inside the district in which they serve. But yet, you know, you can't donate but $2,700, but, you know, George Soros can donate $800,000 if he wants to. The system is such a cesspool of corruption that I think now probably even Donald Trump is shocked how deep the swamp actually runs. And the whole system, if you look at our whole system is designed for the minorities to destroy the majority. And you there's never, you know, it's just the way it is.
And my theory on it is that all these Congress people and all these leaders, they get visits from guys that say, look, if you don't say what we're going to say, then you're out, and you're going to be more than out. You're going to be permanently out. You see, there. It isn't money will do it, but sometimes threats. They're being threatened. And when people begin to realize these people are no better, these leaders are no better than anybody else, and they're in the same slave They're slaves just like everybody. That's when people will start thinking.
And you know what, James? We just saw an international pedophile ring operate at the highest levels of government for over a decade. Yep. I'm talking about Epstein. Yep. And the mainstream media couldn't uncover that. I was reporting on that 10 years ago. The mainstream media couldn't uncover that. The FBI couldn't uncover that. It's because they're all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots. And it couldn't be more obvious. I mean, the mask is completely off. The mask isn't even dangling a little bit over half of it. It's completely off. And the corruption runs so deep, it's sickening. And you know, the saddest part, James, look at what we're handing off to our children, what we're handing off to our grandchildren in this country.
Right. Well, even the young people I talk to here, they smell rats. I got a couple of friends here, like they're no more than 21, 22. They're listening to alternative media. They're listening to Alex Jones, or I don't say I always agree with Alex Jones, but they're listening to other sources in the media, and they're telling me this, and this is all crazy. And I'm asking them, like, I'm much older. And they say, yeah, it's all a joke. They say, yeah, we got to take people's phone numbers for contact tracing, but this one guy says, no, I don't want to do that. And this other girl says, no, I don't want to do that either, see? So it's the thing is, you know, it's not working like those big shots think it's working. See, people are getting wise.
I believe so, too. People are seeing through it. And I've had people that when I was, you know, I've been on RBN for a pretty good while now. I've had people contact me in the last 3 months that said, you know, I listened to you years ago. I thought you was a fool. I thought you were, you know, insane. But it's all coming true now. It's all coming to light that the government really is this corrupt. And so we're seeing it. We're getting a front row seat to it. We've been jerked up by the scruff of the hair, and we're going to get to see what happens next. And the American people, a lot of the American people, I'm sorry to say, hey, you know, you sit back during the good times. You sit back in your easy chair. You wouldn't listen to no one, what they told you. You wouldn't watch any DVDs I give you. And here we go. We're going to get to ride the whirlwind because it's coming. Well, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say, James? I'm getting calls stacked up, and I certainly appreciate your phone call. Oh,
you go ahead. I can call in next time. Appreciate you talking to you. Thanks kindly.
Thank you so much. If you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443, or if you can, use the number 512-248-8252. We're going to Laura in Colorado. We got Steve Elkins coming up, and then Tom in Florida. Laura, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Well, I want you to know I really enjoy your Saturday broadcast. Sometimes I don't catch it live, but I do enjoy it every week. I wanted to let you know that in my household, we are not taking any vaccine shots. My husband and I are offering any Democrat to receive our two vaccines each, in hopes that two Democrats will take their own two vaccines, and then my two vaccines, and then his two vaccines, which will be those Democrats getting four vaccine shots each, and which will hopefully eliminate two Democrats from the planet. So I wanted to kind of throw that out. But in addition to that, I've seen a couple of articles on the regular Google and so forth. Now there's a big push to win over by mediation or by tolerating us deplorables. There's a big push now. Articles are being written about how these communists can win us over to their side. And I want everyone to realize that this is a huge manipulation tactic. Still there? What happened to the phone?
Oh, yeah, you're fine. I just had it muted so that I wouldn't be breathing.
Oh, no, that's okay. So I wanted to kind of just give you the two titles of the two articles that literally popped right up on my computer today. The first being, and this is what I believe is going to be happening as far as the manipulation is concerned.
Well, I tell you what, Laura,
it is an article, Why Hostility Bring People Closer Together.
Hey, Laura, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I got music. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your guest host, Farron. Back in moments.
Oh. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back on the National Intel Report. Farron sitting in for John Stattmiller. And this is Farron saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. And if you can't call in on that number, 1-800-313-9443. But please use the 512 number if you can. Taking phone calls for the rest of the hour. Laura, the break interrupted your train of thought. Go ahead. Then we got Steve and Tom coming up.
Okay, well, one of the points I wanted to make was a lot of the articles that are going to start coming out are going to be articles that are persuasive in that the left, you know, the left is so horribly dishonest that they have to use psychological tactics and whatnot. They've been very good at it for a very long time. This last year was an absolute example of all of that. Now we're starting to see articles coming out, such as the title of this one is The Science of Reasoning with Unreasonable People. And basically, the deplorables are unreasonable, and that is the way that this new communist government and all of these leftists and the colleges and the education system and whatnot, they've portrayed all of us this way, and now they are working on the average person. For example, I'm in the grocery store a couple of days ago, and one woman that I know that would have been a Trump voter turned around to me and said, you know, I'm just so tired of all of it, and I'm just so weary. I just want it to all go away. And I turned around to her, and I looked at her, and I said, you know, that's like if you were held down and brutally raped, you know, repeatedly, and then, you know, you're tired of being raped, so the rapist walks up and hands you a piece of candy and says, come on now, let's move forward. Because that's exactly what's being done here. The American people, the people who have been raped is, you know, the entire American population, even though most of them are so absolutely stupid they don't realize they've been raped. But a lot of us do know we've been raped, and now you've got these leftists, which is also this Marxist communist government, the media, the journalists, the people that are believe that they're higher educated, you know, and all these folks on the left are now getting ready to hand everybody a piece of candy and say, okay, well, it's all over now. You know, we're going to give you a reprieve, and here's you a piece of candy. Let's just all move forward and just forget that all this happened. And our job as individuals is to make sure that people do not forget they've been raped. We need to make absolutely sure that we just keep pushing it and pushing it. Talk about the fraudulent voting machines. Just don't let it rest. You know, because the left is
going to... Let me throw this in here, Laura. One, I don't think they're going to let it rest because, you know, the deplorables are now the new domestic terrorists. And I've got a prediction for you. You know, I've made a lot of predictions over the years, and many have been true, but I've missed a few. I don't try to say that I'm, you know, without error. But I think what's on the horizon is they're going to try to make the Bible hate speech. They're going to try to make the Bible hate speech, and they're going to try to make the Christian cross a hate symbol and say that it was used by the Ku Klux Klan, and the Christian cross is going to be a symbol of white supremacy. They've had such success taking down all the monuments. They're talking about re-education camps. You know, make America great again is, you know, racist, bigoted, all kinds of homophobic, but, you know, build back better and the Great Reset's just fine. They're not going to ever let up because they feel like they're winning. And since we've got this super cucked out, worthless Republican Party, you know, they feel like they are really giving us the defeat. And in some senses, I can see where they would feel that way. We're coming up on the break. Let me give you the last word, and then I'll move on to other callers. But thank you so much for calling in tonight, Laura.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron. And you are right. There is an absolute push in that way as well. And it's actually coming at us from so many different directions right now that if people don't stand up and strap a pair on, you know, if somebody doesn't have a pair, in my opinion, they need to strap a pair on. And we need to start acting like very, very brave and very aggressive people instead of letting these name callers cower everybody. I'm so disgusted with all the cowardice. I can't even tell you how I feel about it. But thank you so much, Baron.
Hey, thank you, Laura. And, you know, Laura, for eons, I guess, up until, I'm not sure, 3, 4, or 5 years ago, when you reached down in your pants and you grabbed a hold of what you got, that's what you were. You know, but now... Now we've got, I've heard different numbers, 68 genders or whatever, and Biden is going to completely destroy women's sports, you know, but because I'm for women being able to compete with just women, it makes perfect sense to me, but now if someone wants to pretend, if they're a man, but they want to pretend they're a woman, I'm supposed to pretend too, or, you know, I'm the bad guy. You know, it's so ridiculous. The clown world in which we're supposed to live now is so off the chart that it's almost unbelievable. I mean, I'm back to, we're living in the movie 1984. They Live, the movie Idiocracy with a dash of the Turner Diaries, all rolled up into one. And God help us all. All right, we're coming back. Thank you for the phone call. Coming back, Steve Elkins, Tom in Florida, Layla in Canada. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Raise a whole bunch of hell. We're back on the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host tonight, Farron, sitting in for John Stapmiller. I'm on 8 to 10 Central Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 Eastern Time with the alternative media. And again, I want to say, you know, if you enjoy this broadcast, if you enjoy my broadcast on Saturdays and all the various hosts, which we have, you know, some great hosts on RBN, support RBN. I ask for nothing except for you to donate to RBN. And, you know, it costs to have staff. It costs to have a network. It costs to have the internet. It costs to have the phone lines and a whole bunch of other stuff, as you well can imagine. Support the work of John Stapmiller with this network. All right, we're going back to the phones. If you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252. And here comes one of our great hosts himself, Steve Elkins. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I appreciate those kind comments there, Farron. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Just a couple comments. I'm going to give you some COVID info, some true hospital employees that had interactions, adverse reactions. Talk about, an incident that happened today at Walmart. I actually did a show in line while I was standing to check out, about a 10-minute show there with people listening. I got their attention, which was nice. It turned out well. And then a question to throw at you and your listening audience. Start off with what you said about religion, getting rid of it. Yes, most definitely the divide and conquer strategy. Religion unites people. They don't want that. They want to divide the people. You can ask young people, and they've done this questionnaire, of pointing at a church. What's that church? Well, that church is a place where people unite that hate other people. So it's a bigot situation here. So, yes, they're going to try to end religion because, first of all, they can't debate the Bible. It doesn't condone their lifestyle, and it must go. So they got a divide and conquer situation going on here. So religion is going to be over. The Bible will probably be burned like Fahrenheit 451, or it'll be shelved in the fiction section, one or the other. My COVID information, my wife's working at an office in a hospital, and a lot of the nurses took the shot. I don't know why. They don't know that. They don't have the information that I have, evidently, and they're not willing to listen, and they're watching too much TV and believing what they're told by Gates and Fauci. So they took the shot. Adverse reaction. One girl came to work. She took off 3 days, but came back and said that very painful at the injection site. Her lymph nodes in the armpit there, of where the shot was given in the deltoid of that arm, her lymph nodes were swollen, and she had a temperature of 103.3. So that's a pretty significant significant insult to your immune system. A 103.3 is a pretty significant fever. She said she it was so bad, she wouldn't likely take that ever again. So that's just what I learned so far on that one. Had an interaction today, an incident in the Walmart, staying in line. The checker, young black girl, this is possible. She was actually pale, and black people can become looking pale when they're sick and ill. And I looked at her like, what's going on here? And she yanks her mask off really fast, pulls out of her pocket, her apron there, an inhaler, a steroid inhaler, and gave herself a breathing treatment because she was clamping down. Her asthma was getting to be a problem. And I said, how often do you use the inhaler? She said, several times a day, because I have to wear this mask. It triggers more attacks. And I said, well, you understand that Fauci's talking about a second mask, which is going to increase your CO2 levels, and you're going to have more problems. She honestly said this, if I have to wear two masks, it will kill me. And she says, my lungs are that weak and that much of a problem with the asthma. So I believe that. That's actually a true situation. But the sad part about it is her boss, the higher-ups at Walmart, don't seem to care. It's a policy, and we got to stay with the policy, regardless of the person themselves. I hope this woman gets smart and she just quits her job there and finds something else. But we'll see. But last question here I have for you and the listening audience. The January 6th D.C. rally, Stop the Steal rally, you still got troops, a lot of troops in D.C. right now. They've built the fences much higher around the Capitol there, around Washington. They're still in place. I can only anticipate or suspect that something big is going to happen, that the Biden administration believes and feels the necessity to have military defense to protect them. Something down the line is coming, or these guys would have gone back to their military bases or the National Guard units. Something has got to be coming down the line here to keep that military presence in Washington so long after the rally. Something's coming down.
Well, I believe you're exactly right, Steve. I mean, in the first hour, I talked a little bit about the fact that I believe there's going to be some sort of horrific false flag or event, and D.C. could well be. They're going to catapult, just like they're using the January 6th event to label all Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. There's going to be some event that's going to transpire that they're going to use to come hard after the Second Amendment. I mean, this right. is their wet dream come true, and if they can ever disarm us, then it's going to be hell on earth for the American people. And I'd like to get your response to that. And also, I'd like to get your take on, do you see this thing moving to where we're going to have a COVID passport or certification to ultimately be able to go buy groceries, go in Walmart, go in the bank itself, have a job of any sort? Because it looks like this is where they're taking it. And once they get us there, God help us all.
Well, you know, here's the thing that doesn't make sense to me is that when you find all the inconsistencies with Fauci, you know, first masks don't work, then he said later on they do work, and then now you need two masks, social distancing, hand sanitizer, all these different things. And then you catch these people, these elitists, that actually don't follow their own rules, don't wear the mask, they get caught. Pelosi, Fauci, many others, Gavin Newsom in California. You know, I don't understand why the American people haven't woken up yet to discovering they're being lied to when the people handing down the rules and regulations aren't following their own rules and regulations. Even this last 2 weeks, we see the new executive order from Biden talking about in all federal buildings to wear a mask. Well, he doesn't do it, neither does his staff. So, you know, those inconsistencies, why people aren't waking up, I'm hoping that United States Americans turn out, they start to push back like they are in Europe right now. That's what we need to do. As far as your immunity passport, yeah, they're pushing for that. They're pushing for that. I told my wife we're getting rid of our suitcases. No more traveling, no more cruises, no more flights. We'll do day trips in the car. They are pushing for that. But this year, here's the problem. They sold the people. They tried to sell people using the media that the vaccine would send you, if you took the vaccine, you'd go back to normal. Well, because then they also talked about the new normal. So if you took the vaccine, you go back to normal times. You get to go out and mingle among other people, and you get your life back. Well, we know that's a lie now, okay? Because the vaccine does not prevent. It may possibly lessen some of the symptomology, but it will not prevent you from getting it. So the whole thing's a major scam that's falling apart. I'm just waiting for people. RBN listeners are the smartest. They get it. It's the other ones, the sheeple, that really just, they saw it on TV. It must be true. They can't quite put it together that, wait a minute, that's inconsistent. That's inconsistent. That's inconsistent. And they're very slow to pick up the lies. I caught it very, very fast. I knew this was a scam. I knew this was a global economic reset. I knew it was also pushing for the digital currency. I predicted 7-8 months ago, maybe even farther back than that they would come back and say your money is filthy. It's contaminated with germs, bacteria, viruses, fungi, you name it. That was an excuse also to go to the digital currency on top of it's much easier. You have a card to swipe. It doesn't change hands, which contaminates the card. These guys are so predictable, Farron. It's almost like I have their evil mind, but I do understand where they're going with this. And they'll succeed if we don't stop them and say no, no. California had a chance to open up their businesses again. When they caught Pelosi without the mask at the salon, they had an opportunity to unite, gather, and saying we're opening our businesses. This is a scam. I don't know why they didn't take a great opportunity to do that. They missed a great opportunity. And now, 60-70% of all small businesses are going under? And have you heard anybody on the other side, the wealthy billionaire side, like CEO for, well, not CEO anymore, for Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and Zuckerberg and the other billionaires who have made nearly three quarters of $1 trillion in this pandemic? They are swallowing up and taking and consuming all the small business pie for themselves. The United States government and the CDC are all compliant, conspired to make and build monopolies. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Amen. That's what we're seeing. And, you know, the interstate system is owned by the federal government. So actually, by the dictates of Biden, if you're riding down the interstate without a mask on, I guess, you know, they'll have, before long, you'll have your highway patrol, your state troopers pulling you over to give you, and I did a report Saturday, they were giving out $1,000 fines in Ontario, Canada, for being in a big box store without a mask on. I mean, it's just, it's beyond belief. It's surreal, the absurdity and clown world in which we're living. Well, thank you so much.
Let me leave you one last thing here. A couple years ago, do you remember when Sam's Club closed 65 of their big box stores immediately? They didn't phase them out. They closed them immediately. 65 Sam's stores across the United States. That's huge. Now, we've been talking about FEMA camps and sending people, Trump supporters, and, you know, for reprogramming. I guess that's what they want to call it, reprogramming. Think about those 65 stores, Sam's Club stores, that were closed around the country. What is being planned here? Something is going to materialize from those 65 Sam's stores that were closed.
Oh, Steve, the Army Corps of Engineers could go in there and practically overnight create any kind of camp or prison or whatever that they wanted to fashion, because they have that kind of capability. That's what they do. That's what they're for. So, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to try to get everybody on. We're going to Tom in Florida and then Layla in Canada. Tom, thanks for holding. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, how you doing, Farinas? Good evening to you. And to that lady, she's very eloquent, and she was patriotic, Laura, very patriotic, what she said. Now, getting back to not what I want to – I lost my train of thought for a second here, but let me tell you what I'm really thinking, Farron. This bumbling buffoon Biden and Kamala Kami Harris want to have $15 minimum wage, correct? You got millions of illegal aliens in here. When they're hearing that they can make $15 a year, an hour, they're all going to try to get in here. Because, look, Farron, $15 an hour, you got this bumbling buffoon allowing all these they're pouring up to the border right now, okay? These they don't even know speak English, okay? It's costing the taxpayers $90,000 to teach these people to get an education through high school. Okay, where taxpayers are paying for all this money for all these illegal aliens that come in here. They don't care about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our gringo fathers. Okay, they only think about peso money. They're like, because look, none of those people had a car in their country, Farron. None of these Hondurans. They all want to come here and have cars. It's like these Cubans. I've been to Cuba many a times. None of these Cubans ever owned a car in their life. They never even know what a hot water heater is. Okay, let alone if they got a chicken a week to eat. Okay, they're all come wanting to porn here. For gringo. The gringo is such a racist. White man such a racist. Why are they coming here? Why did Barry Sotero Obama let all these Africans come here? I can tell you why, to crush the white man. And a lot of these white people are imbeciles because they hate each other. A lot of white, I'd say over almost 40% of the whites in this country can't stand their own culture, their own skin color. Absolutely absurd. It's disgraceful and disgusting. Now, Farron, let me explain what's going on here in South Florida and the picking fields out here in the Redland District, okay? It used to be the Mexicans and Jamaicans, right? They were picking and they were making, $3 a bushel. The Haitians come in, they're cutthroating all of them, so they'll do a bushel for $2. But now they've had a lot of racial problems in the Redlands out here, South Florida, between the Mexicans and the Haitians. I don't know if you heard about that. They try to keep it undercover. But now they're here and they're going to be making, you can make $15 an hour working at a Burger King or a McDonald's. You think those Mexicans want to be crop pickers? You think they want to do that, Farron? Remember that lame brain insane John McCain said you couldn't find white people to pick lettuce for less than $20 an hour? That's a lie. I would have picked lettuce for $10 an hour. That lying McCain and his crazy family. But, you know, Farron, getting back to what I really got to say, if people don't wake up, forget the Capitol, that panty raid. What they need to do is go to that border in the millions and say, you're not tearing no wall down. You're going to keep building a damn wall. It's through Biden and that Kamala Harris, because that's the only reason they're doing it, bringing all these illegals, Farron, is to take the white man out of power completely through elections, because these people all want free handouts, free college. Do you see what's going on in San Francisco with the Chinese, Farron, with the colleges?
No, hello? Tom, I have not.
Okay, now the Chinese want their own college in San Francisco because they think they're superior in their brain power, so now they want to have their own university in San Francisco. And Pelosi is going to go along with it, because they feel like they've been discriminated in all these other college campuses. So I guess they're trying to say they're going to have a 100% Chinese university or something. And you got to be exceptional to get in there or something. I mean, you talk about it. You talk about a treasonous act. What Biden has done to this country is allowing all, and you know, these Chinese keep having anchor babies all over San Francisco and California. Okay. They're breeding like flies. The white women are not even having their own children back there. But seems like a lot of all the commercials you see now, there is black men with white women. And the black women ain't happy about it. I can tell you that. And the white men are like, I don't know, they're panty waist. I don't know what you call them. They're sissified. They've actually, there's no alpha bar. They don't want to show you any more white alpha males anymore, basically. Hollywood was controlled by Zog. Thomas Edison never invented that movie projector for them, the Jews, to be controlling that with everything, I don't think. I don't think that was Edison's modus of operandi, is have them control our narrative on media and everything when he invented that projector and the phonograph. He was a white male, I believe, wasn't he?
You know, I played that clip where Biden was actually addressing how the commercials have changed and how media can transform society. Hang on, I'll give you the last word on the other side of the break, and then I got to make time and get Layla. Layla, stay there. We'll get to you back in moments. If you want this gun, you got to
come through us and take it one shot at a time.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, we're back on the National Intel Report. Farron sitting in for John Stadtmiller. You know, I wanted to say this to you, Tom. Immigration without assimilation is invasion, and demographics is destiny. Let me give you the last word real quick so we can get to Layla. She's been holding on, and we're running out of time. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, make it quick, Farron. Listen, Ron DeSantis here in the South Florida newspapers are saying there's 6,000 Haitians that are snuck to the border of Mexico into Texas. And they want to take the buses and bring them over here to South Florida. And DeSantis said, ain't going to happen. And the mayor here in Dade County said, that ain't happening. We can't keep allowing all these illegals to come here. Where are you going to put all these people? What kind of jobs do these people have? You know, put them on welfare, Section 8 housing, all that? Free food, stamps, food? Come on. And DeSantis is saying, we're never, as long as I'm governor, we'll never be a sanctuary state. But if that guy Gillum, the black guy, would have won, this would have been a sanctuary state. And we'd be flooded with probably hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants right now if that homosexual Gillum would have got into office. That Gillum that was running against DeSantis a couple of years back. Now, one more thing, and I'll let Leela get on. Look, this is all about immigration. It's the number one issue, Farron, to taking down this country. And a bumbling Biden, that clown, knew it. And Donald Trump should have never allowed him on national TV to call him a clown. He should have called, you call me a clown, you bumbling buffoon, you bullcrap liar. Your son Hunter, but his son Hunter should dishonorably discharged from the military, and this guy's a commander of our troops. No way, man! This is insane. Right. And there, you know what? Right. They're going to use this immigration to wipe us out, man.
Hey, thank you so Go much, ahead. Tom. Thank you so much, Leela in Canada, patiently holding. The rest of the time is yours. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll try and make this real fast and condense it. First of all, I really do not like the analogy of rape because it implies only women. Or primarily women are being victimized. I am far more concerned with the loss of manhood in our Western culture. From the First and Second World Wars, the men were destroyed, and those that survived have now been made effeminate. So I'm more concerned with that, with restoring the patriarchy where men protected their country and protected their women and their families. Secondly, if we get to the point where we accept COVID vaccines, then we're done. We're finished. We have submitted. We have totally surrendered. So the COVID, any COVID passports are, first of all, should not even be called a vaccine. It's more like a stage of experimental gene revision. And finally, if you want to look in the crystal ball and see the future for the U.S., look at one of the stories on RBN's website, Warmington, man in forced detention in a Canada COVID camp. If it's allowed to continue in Canada, you can be sure it's going to move south into the U.S. I think that's it. I've had a call coming in, so I've got to take it now. I hope I managed to be somewhat understandable as I rushed my comments. Thank you, and bye.
Thank you. Hey, you done good. You done good. So, wow. Had a lot of great phone calls tonight, and hopefully got a lot of information out. Normally, I don't play that many clips, but I thought it was important, and I wanted to share all of that with you. You know, right now we've got the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. It's H.R. 350. You can't even look it up and read it, but it basically is making Trump supporters, conservatives, Republicans, Christians, nationalists, and anti-vaxxers domestic terrorists. We're out of time for tonight. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Take America back. We must take America back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.